Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering Scott Paper Company versus Commissioner, decided by the U.S. Tax Court in 1980. This one is about electrical systems, and it teaches an important lesson. You do not always have to pick all or nothing. Here is the setup. Scott Paper ran a paper manufacturing plant. Like most manufacturing plants, it used a lot of electricity, but that electricity was not all doing the same job. Some of the electrical system powered the production machinery. The machines that actually made the paper product, that is, process work, that is the business activity. Some of the electrical system ran general building things, lights in the hallways, air conditioning for the offices, ventilation in common areas, that is, building support work. Scott Paper said, "The electrical systems that power our production machinery should get the faster tax write-off. They function like equipment, not like a building. They are Section 1245 property and they should depreciate in 5 or 7 years, not 39. The IRS pushed back. The IRS said the whole electrical system is part of the building structure. It all takes 39 years. The tax court looked at the facts and did something practical. It said, you are both right about part of it. The court split the electrical system by function. The portion that served the production equipment, meaning the primary and secondary electrical distribution feeding the machinery, that portion qualified as Section 1245 property. Faster write-off. The portion that served the general building, meaning the systems running normal building operations, that portion stayed as Section 1250 property, slow write-off. Engineers call this a load study or a functional allocation. You measure how much of the system is doing process work and how much is doing building work. Then you allocate the cost accordingly. Now, why does this matter for your property? Because most buildings have mixed systems. The electrical panel serves both the production floor and the break room. The plumbing serves both the manufacturing process and the restrooms. The ventilation serves both the paint booth and the offices. In each case, Scott Paper says you can separate those functions. The part serving the process or specific equipment can be reclassified and depreciated faster. The part serving the general building stays on the long schedule. What matters is what each portion actually does, not what the system is called. This is a mixed result. Scott Paper did not win everything. The general building electrical stayed on the slow schedule. But the company did win the right to allocate, which is a meaningful and real tax benefit when the production portion is large. For manufacturers, processors, food producers, or really any business with both production and building operations under one roof, Scott Paper is a key piece of the legal foundation for your cost segregation study. When your report cites Scott Paper, it is saying, "We looked at your systems by function, not just by label. We identified what serves your business activity and we split it the right way." Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case applies to your property, take a look at your report's authority library.